can. If a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle, and you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee. Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course on AM 920 KLMR as well. Good morning, everybody. Welcome along to Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. I'm Pat McGee. That's Lauren Adams across the way over there taking that last slug of coffee right now. You've got to, okay, he's drinking my mud out there. I don't know whether Marvin was brave enough for that or not. Hey, we're talking money today, as a matter of fact.
That's
and
right.
We have a gentleman in studio that I've known for a few days anyway, right, Marvin?
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, just a few days. Marvin Schlegel in with us from First National Bank. And the topic today, Lauren, is?
We're going to talk about the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, is going to be the main topic today. And you might ask yourself, what on earth does that have to do with agriculture?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Come to find out that in a little short conversation with Marvin, and we thought that this would be a very important topic to discuss, and it's timely. It's time to do it.
Right.
Marvin's got some information on that Paycheck Protection Program. We're going to go into details on that before we get started. Want to mention a couple of things. You can go on to avseeds.com, check out some of our past programs there on our podcast, and that's a wonderful way to get in touch with us and see what we've done over there. Then the other thing is come visit us, 98 South 12th Street, and want to mention the Coffee Break Project that's going on there. We have a drawing for a cooler. Come by, sign up for that drawing, and have a cup of coffee and talk with us about the Coffee Break Project, which is a very important program that brings awareness to the increased suicide rate in the agriculture community.
And we'll be talking about that on a subsequent show coming up here before
That's
too long as well.
Correct.
So,
yes, sir.
All right. Marvin Schlegel in with us again from First National Bank. And, you know, like Lauren mentioned, a lot of people might not be familiar with the PPE, but some may, because it did offer paycheck assistance, if you will, payroll assistance to businesses that were really affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. But then again, like Lauren said, what on earth does that have to do with agriculture?
Mm-hmm. Well, the pandemic caused much distress in the agriculture community. I knew of some people that had cattle that were ready for sale, and because of the shutdown in these small businesses and the restaurants and such, it made a huge difference in the timeliness of marketing those cattle, the feedstuffs that they fed. So, the first part of this rollout was the agriculture really didn't fit much because of the way they looked at how they formulated these payments. Mm-hmm. But the second one is much better and is helping these agriculture people out quite a bit more.
So they might not have been eligible in the last PPP project or program, but now that it's been the new one that's out, the new bill, that includes some more of the agriculture people. So would you like to go into a little detail about how that works?
Sure. Well, with the COVID-19 emergency, many small businesses nationwide, as we well know, experienced economic hardship as a direct result of the federal, state, and local public health measures that continue to be taken to minimize the public's exposure to the virus.
Right.
And in addition, based on the advice of public health officials, other voluntary measures continue to be observed, and resulting in a decrease in economic activity as the public avoids malls, retail stores, and other businesses. So on March 27th of 2020, President Trump signed the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act, which we're familiar with, to provide emergency assistance and health care response for individuals, families, and businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. And so the Small Business Administration received this funding and authority through the Act to modify existing loan programs and establish a program to assist these small businesses nationwide. And this program was permitted, or SBA permitted, and they guarantee 100% of 7A loans, which most banks are eligible to write. And they titled this new program the Paycheck Protection Program. And it provides for forgiveness of up to the full amount of qualifying loans guaranteed under the Paycheck Protection Program. So the SBA guarantees 100% of these loans. They're unsecured. The borrower basically brings information from their tax returns on a Schedule F, which is, for the most part, the farm and ranch income tax return. Previously, in the first round, it went by net income. Okay. And so many of these operations were not eligible. Mm-hmm. So the second round is based on the gross income, which on most it's line item number 9 on the Schedule F. And so the way they figure this, the formula is you go to line item 9, which is the gross income. Right. You divide that by 12, which 12 months in a year, mm-hmm. and take it times 2.5. Their intention is to provide 2.5 months of income, mm-hmm. to these businesses. Right. And so there is a limit of $100,000. It caps $100,000. So if someone has a gross income of $120,000, you pull that back to $100,000, mm-hmm. divide it by 12, take it times 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's salaries, so that would be basically for a farm and ranch operation. In effect, it's paying that operator the salary that they were entitled to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they do have employees, then they could add that additional cost that they incurred. And most of it is done from 2019 tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they did have their 2020 prepared, they could use that or the 2019.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Mm-hmm. So the folks there at First National Bank, how is it that the First National Bank, what role do you play in the Paycheck Protection Program?
Well, we're one of the banks that participate. So if a borrower is eligible, they come in and fill out an application, and we'll help them do that if they mm-hmm. if they need that. And so we actually make the loan. The loan is at 1% interest rate. Okay. And again, like I said, it's unsecured, guaranteed 100% by the government.
No collateral involved.
No
in this.
Collateral. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And then they have up to 24 weeks to spend that money. A minimum of 60% needs to go to salaries, wages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
More than that can be, but at least 60%. Then once that is zeroed out, then they bring in proof, either canceled checks, bank statements, whatever, mm-hmm. to show where the money went. And then we send to the SBA that information and ask for forgiveness of the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certain timelines. I believe they have 24 weeks to spend the money, and then within a 10-month period, I think, after that, they ask for forgiveness. And from our experience from the first round, the government has been exceptional in
really?
In replying, and the majority of them are forgiven if it's mm-hmm. used for the purposes that they're supposed to be used for.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically, like you said, payroll type of thing.
It is payroll, mm-hmm. yeah. yeah. At least 60%. And then, for example, a cattle rancher could buy feed. They could pay utilities, other things like that.
Things that keep fuel. The operation going.
Mm-hmm. That's yes. right. Mm-hmm. And that's the intention to
keep the business afloat. Yeah. yeah.
Really, the first round worked better for just the small business in town,
mm-hmm.
and this second round has been much better for the farm and ranch.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you deal much at First National with the first round of the PPPs?
We did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did quite a few of those. Uh-huh. Now, this second round, if someone participated in the first round, they can get money on the second round.
Okay.
But to qualify, they have to show at least a 25% reduction on any given quarter of 2020, which is less than a corresponding quarter in 2019. So if they show at least that 25% reduction, then they can apply for a second round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So we have some of those that we're doing as well.
Mm-hmm. How many producers have you had apply so far, or have any? I mean, this is just kind of getting off the ground, the second wave, is it not?
Yeah, I think this might be the third week. And I don't know the total we have with our seven offices. I don't know that total. We've done well over 100 in our office here in La Junta.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a help to these struggling small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a time limit on this, or what's the cap? Is it a money limit that once you reach that amount, then there's no more available, or is there a time limit to say after this date you can no longer apply for this?
Well, there was, I don't know the number, 806 billion appropriated for this program.
I'm sure that'll go fast.
Well, that's what we thought the first part, and then it wasn't all used. Mm-hmm. So
really? Oh.
But March 31st of this year is the final day.
Okay.
So they have to make application and by that, by March 31st.
March 31st, so a little more than a month prior to the deadline coming
right.
up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of time. Some that did the first round are waiting for their accountants or someone to provide information to see if have indeed had a reduction.
Mm-hmm.
and just some don't know of the program.
Mm-hmm.
and so they have about a month to go into their bank or come in and see us and see if we can help them.
And that's the purpose of having you on here, so that we can make sure that people, our listening audience, is aware that the program is there and that it very well might be available to them where it wasn't in the last time around.
Yeah.
And just want to mention, later on in the show, we're going to have that trivia question.
Oh, we are. Okay.
That trivia question is going to come in and call in at the radio station here. And we are going to give away a 3-pound bag of grass seed, your pick, or one of our half-pound bags of wildflower mix. Mm-hmm. Is there? And the number to call is?
719-384-2345.
Right.
Once we get that trivia question going. Or if you would have a question concerning the PPE with the Marvin Schlegel from the First National Bank. And I mean, First National, you are no stranger to ag loans to begin with when it gets down to that. You know, you deal with the agricultural business quite a bit.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you told me a story when we were in the green room there that when you first got your job, the person who hired you said, well, you've already got your farm and ag background, so that's the hard stuff.
Yeah.
We've got, now you've got that experience, now we can teach you to be a banker.
That's exactly what he told me.
Yeah. And there's so much to be said about the knowledge and experience that comes with growing up on a farm, and I just really wish I had that. But me coming in new to ag, this is why we bring in people like you, so that we can learn together and hopefully get good information to our listening audience so they can benefit from that.
I could have you out in the morning and help me chop ice if you'd like to get a little experience.
I could take you right to his place, too. I know exactly where that's at.
I don't feel like I'm being backed into a corner here. This isn't...
No, you're getting railroaded is what you're getting.
Right.
You're getting railroaded. No, I don't want to go chop ice either, Mark.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that. No, not at all. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 to KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR down in Lamar. Welcome along. Again, we're talking with Marvin Schlegel of the First National Bank. And you have branches all over the place. I mean, you said what, seven of them, right?
We do.
Across the Arkansas Valley. So I know a lot of folks here in the Arkansas Valley are very familiar with the First National Bank. We will continue our conversation in just a moment, talking about the PPP program, Paycheck Protection during this COVID-19 crisis. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. If you'd like to join the conversation again, 719-384-2345. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back. It's Growing Together. We are brought to you by the good folks at Arkansas Valley Seeds and, of course, Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back.
My grandfather used to say that once in your life, you need a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, and a preacher. But every day, three times a day, you need a farmer. The March 15th crop deadline is quickly approaching. Now is the time to see Golden Plains Insurance. They have the knowledge and expertise to help with all additions or changes to your crop coverage. With thin profit margins, it's more important than ever to have the right crop insurance coverage. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt your morning to bring you Back in the Day Cafe. I see that with your long weekend,
yes,
you pulled out the members only jacket.
I am proud of it. Okay, she is okay. This is like my favorite windbreaker too, because we're coming back. You know that. What is old is new again.
And y'all know, I couldn't help but give Pat McGee just a little bit of grief. So iconic.
I'll bet I could get a good price for this thing on eBay.
I'm sure you're not the only emotional clothes hoarder.
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. She got rid of my corduroy monster belt.
TTO, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice. Head over to social media, our Facebook page, KBLJ Radio. Find the members only jacket post and tell us what you still have in your closet.
There's still a 17-year-old hippie kid inside of me screaming to get out. Back with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ, covering southeastern Colorado. You can't get away from us. You just can't. You can also find us online, too. That's right. We stream both of them. Right. And if you want to go back and check out past shows, right, Lauren, tell them how to do that.
Go to avseeds.com and click on the Growing Together icon. You'll see all the podcasts of our past shows.
That's right. We Lauren and his crew, get them up there a day or two after our broadcast. Right. You can go back and review them all. We will have our trivia question coming up here in a bit. That number will be 719-384-2345. If you will be the correct answer on that, if you have it, you'll get yourself a choice of a 3-pound bag of some of the great turf blends, grass seeds that they have at Arkansas Valley Seeds, or a 1/2-pound bag of wildflower mix.
That's right.
There you go. So that is going to be coming up. And again, if you have questions concerning the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, say that 10 times fast. Okay, that's right. Call Marvin here on the air with us, 719-384-2345. You had some particulars you wanted to touch on here with it, because you know, you've got to fill out an application, you've got to have some good records and things like that. Tell us how that works out, Marvin, if people do want to apply for this, or producers are interested.
Well, the prospective borrower needs to provide the information necessary, which generally includes tax returns and employee records. And they're responsible for the accurate information. So when we ask for forgiveness, that information is provided, and if the SBA has a problem with that, it's basically on the borrower. We don't really vet that information.
Okay. You take them at their word on it.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. And also on the second round, if they've done the first round, we take their word that they show that they are 25% down on a given quarter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions probably is, well, what businesses or organizations are eligible?
Correct.
You can have an LLC, an LLP, sole proprietor, independent contractors, There's faith-based organizations that qualify, tax-exempt nonprofit organizations, just about anyone. And I believe that 300 employees and less, anyone with greater than 300 employees on this round did not qualify. The first round, I think, went to 500.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Most of your producers are going to be well under that.
Yes.
Especially here in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, most of our applicants this time are sole proprietors, so they are one-man show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Yeah.
In what event do I need to be concerned about possibly not being forgiven for that loan? I mean, because I know that's going to be a question a lot of people come
right
up with. What causes you to be disqualified for that forgiveness?
If you are been convicted of felony, if you're not a U.S. citizen, if some of the information is not the financial information is incorrect. Mm-hmm. I think there's a list of them, but those are the main. Yeah. Those are probably the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, the majority that we did the first, and there were only a handful that were not forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's still in the process with the SBA, just working through the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're honest and you provide accurate documentation and accurate accounting of what's going on, you pretty much be rest assured that that loan will be forgiven.
Oh yeah, I think so. If it's spent for the reasons that it's supposed to be spent, there shouldn't be a question.
Have a lot of confidence in not having to spend the money to pay that back. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not sure. I have to ask the tax accountants, but I believe that this particular round is non-taxable.
Mm, okay.
I think that's right.
Okay, that's really good. Now, can a person go to any of their lending institutions, say I do business with community banks, and or is this protection program only allotted through certain lending institutions?
Well, as long as they are qualified to do 7(a) loans, which is an SBA type of a loan,
all right,
any institution can do them.
Right.
I think some have chosen not to. I've heard some of the bigger banks maybe have chose not to do them, but majority around the valley here will accommodate their borrowers.
You're going to stick together.
Borrowers.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Yeah.
We're looking at each other, figuring out whose turn it is to talk.
That's right. Have the pause right here. I mean, there is a lot involved with this. I mean, there really is, but...
Yeah.
What else do you have, Marvin?
I would say that one main thing that I would tell the borrowers is that don't be intimidated by it. If you feel like you want to come and talk to us, we'll look at the information that you provide and can do a quick, you qualify or you don't qualify, how much you qualify for, and get an application going. And again, the deadline is the 31st of March, and that the way time flies, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, that will come up, you know, relatively quickly, so don't dally around with it. I mean, probably the biggest part of the application would be to you know, gather
all that information.
Yeah, your financials and things, but you know, I think like you mentioned it earlier, pretty much your tax returns and things like that on your business from the previous year will handle most of that.
That's right. Like on a Schedule F borrower, just the Schedule F from the 2019 tax return is really all we require, and we can do the application from that.
Marvin Schlegel with us here from the First National Bank, with locations about everywhere.
Yeah.
I know, because I talk about them a lot on our sports broadcasts as well. They're all over the Arkansas Valley talking about the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, that is available through the federal government. And you said this is, you mentioned a 1% interest rate on this, but they can be forgiven. How does that figure out, you know, with the 1% and forgiveness?
Okay, so if it's forgiven, the borrower owes nothing. The principal and the interest is forgiven. The government picks that up.
Okay.
If it's not forgiven, then they have 60 monthly payments that they can make pay that back in, and that starts, I believe, 10 months after they've been given the notice that it was not forgiven.
Mm-hmm. So, but still at a 1% interest rate. I mean, that
yeah, right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And as a bank, we don't want to have a bunch of 1% interest rate loans.
Right.
That's not a good thing for us. So
no, because your administrative costs aren't even covered by that. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, but the majority of them, I think, without question, would be forgiven, and that wouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. One thing that I didn't bring up as far as eligibility, because around here we do have some produce farmers that have seasonal folks, employees, and they qualify as well.
Mm, okay.
So maybe the employees aren't working right now, but they will be, or they have been.
That's right.
During the harvest and the busy time.
And that's when they figure that their wages is that time frame when they were working, and then they back that out and figure what the average was during that time, if it was a 12-week period or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they are eligible.
Yeah, right, because a lot of those would come in either at planting time or at harvest time. Right.
That's great.
Is when that labor is needed on those farms.
Huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get you ready for that next season. And
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Let's do the trivia question
right
now.
Let's do that. I'm excited.
719-384-2345. That is via number to call. And I think it's going to be easy.
It's a soft pitch, boy.
Oh, it's a soft pitch. Yeah, that's right. There you go. Yeah. What does PPP stand for on the program?
PPP.
That should be easy enough. That's right.
Yeah.
719-384-2345. The object is we actually do want to give this stuff away. That's right.
Yeah.
The first person with that correct answer, what does the PPP stand for? That's what we've been talking about here for the last half an hour, as a matter of fact. What does it stand for? You'll get your choice of the 3-pound bag of different grass seeds or the 1/2-pound bag of a wildflower mix. Lauren, you have a number of different varieties. Some that are straight and a mix and different things like that. And you can help folks even, pick what might
you
be
bet.
Best for their application, don't
right.
you?
And right. Those are the conversations we love to have. Mm-hmm. Is come in and tell us what your conditions are for your lawn, and we can talk to you about the different grass seed blends that we have that will work well for your lawn. Mm-hmm. Because we have several different blends that do that. And the same with the wildflowers. Mm. We have wildflowers that are meant to attract honeybees,
right?
Pollinators in general, some that are just all annual, if you just want something for 1 year, and we got the perennial stuff too. And we got a lot of different varieties, a lot of things to choose from.
All right, very well. We've got some callers on the line right
all
here.
Right.
So let's get to the telephone and see if we're giving away some seeds right here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Good morning. Do you happen to have our answer?
I believe it's personal protective equipment.
No, it is not.
Strike one.
No, strike one. So sorry about that.
Thank you.
All righty, there you go. What does the PPP stand for? Nope, and it's not the protective equipment. That's something else altogether. That's right.
That's a whole nother program.
That's a whole nother program that I don't know if we'll get into or not. There you go. 719-384-2345. We'll give it another shot. All right. There you go. Lines are open right now. Marvin, anything we haven't necessarily touched on the program here?
I think one thing that I failed to mention, the business had to be in, or they had to be in business as of February 15th, 2020.
Okay.
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 So newer businesses can get into this too. It doesn't have to be fully
established. So roughly about a year old.
Yeah.
Business has to be about a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A year old.
Yeah.
And I think $2 million this round is the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're not seeing anything even close to that in our
small
area.
Producer.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thought we had another call coming in there. Oh, I think we just might, as a matter of fact. He's going to jump on the telephone right here and see if we have an answer to our question. What does that PPP stand for within the programs that we've been talking about here today? Good morning. Hi, you're on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Do you have our answer?
Yes. Are you talking?
Yes. Hello.
Paycheck Protection Program?
Yes,
we got a winner.
You have it. We have
all
a winner. Right. That's right. Who am I talking
Thank
to
you.
Here? Who am I talking to?
Phyllis Kelly.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you doing today? All right.
Hey, good. It's cold out here.
Yeah, I know it's cold. It's cold sure everywhere. What we'll have for you will be either a 3-pound bag of the turf mix available from Arkansas Valley Seeds or a 1/2-pound bag of their wildflower mix. So hang on the line right there. I'll get your contact information. Lauren and the crew there will be getting back with you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Don't go
all
away. Right. Hey, yeah. Hang on the phone
okay,
right there. We'll be right back with
okay.
you. You bet. Phyllis Kelly, our winner today. So she can bolster up her lawn or she can plant some very nice wildflowers.
You
either
bet.
Way. We are talking today with Marvin Schlegel of the First National Bank. We are talking about the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. That's what it is. And we'll be right back to continue that conversation here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 at KVLJ. We are, of course, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance. Don't
Thank
go away.
You might be a farmer's wife if your name is taped to the side of a cake pan, if a night out involves the local 4-H, if the word auction makes you tingle. And you just might be a farmer's wife if you know crop insurance policies are available on more than 100 commodities, from field crops to pasture and even specialty crops like hemp. Golden Plains Insurance reminding all farming wives and their husbands of the March 15th crop deadline. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. After record cold temperatures this weekend and Monday across southeast Colorado, a welcome warming trend is underway. Many farms stayed colder than 10 degrees since Friday. Look for temperatures to be about 10 degrees warmer today compared to Monday and also on Wednesday, and then finally getting to above the melting point on Friday. Severe to extreme cold stress will continue for livestock, especially exposed newborns, so extra care and shelter may need to be provided. Feed energy for adult livestock will also be important to maintain body heat and minimize weight loss. The snow cover on the winter wheat is mainly 2 to 4 inches, so there is some insulation from the bitter cold. Soil temperatures are in the mid and upper 20s at the 6-inch depth, and not much change is expected for the next several days. The water content of the snow has been mainly less than 1/4 inch, so don't expect much improvement in the severe to extreme drought conditions in Bent and Prowers counties. Since October 1st, precipitation at La Junta has been only 59/100 of an inch, which is 29% of normal. At Lamar, 84/100 of an inch has been received, which is about 40% of normal. Chances for additional moisture the rest of February look to be quite low at this time. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Arkansas Valley Resource Center provides comprehensive services to crime victims of all violent crimes in Bent, Crowley, and Otero counties. These violent crimes include stalking, human trafficking, burglary, homicide, domestic violence, sexual assault, robbery, and bias-motivated crimes. Advocates are available 24 hours a day for crisis intervention, safety planning, and temporary emergency shelter services. We can also help with civil legal advocacy, criminal justice advocacy, relocation financial help, and counseling. If you need an interpreter, we can provide one. We believe that everyone deserves to lead safe and healthy lives free of violence. The 24/7 hotline number is 719 384-7764 or find us online at arkansasvalleyresourcecenter.org.
Welcome back. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Pat McGeehan with you, Lauren Adams right across the way, Marvin Schlegel with us from First National Bank. And you have locations all over the place. I mean, let's see, we had Los Animas, La Junta, Rocky Ford, Fowler, also up in Ordway, serving the Crowley County area. You said Monument. And then Flying Horse. Where on earth is that?
Northern Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
That's our newest office.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. See, I'm learning something new in here as well, Lauren. Right. And I'll have to start mentioning that
You know where to go if you need to get a bank while you're out on the road.
There you go. Yeah. Our topic has been the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. Phyllis Kelly was our winner of our trivia question today. And Lauren will be getting with Phyllis here before too long. She's a Sharonian kind of there as well, Marvin.
She is.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. There you go, up in our area up north there. I don't know, is it Sharaites or Sharonian? I think Sharonian sounds a little more regal, you know. So.
Oh, maybe.
I know you're out there on the Holbrook end, and I'm up on the north end, you know. So, well, there you go. Anything you wanted to recap here on the PPE that we haven't covered as of yet?
I would just encourage borrowers, if they have questions, call us, call their bank, get details. You can go on websites, the SBA website, and get information from them. On this PPP program.
That's via Small Business Administration. I think that's just SBA.gov,
yes,
but I know a quick trip to Google will get you to that.
Yeah, it'll get you to that. And, mm-hmm. and I think, and they're pushing the PPP, so I think you could find it easily.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't be intimidated by it. If you feel like you're eligible and you want to proceed, call your bank, call us, and, mm-hmm. and we'll get you going.
And you know, I mean, First National, they do all kinds of different loans. I know we had business loan through that when we had our rental properties back in the day and things like that. But you do take care of regular, you know, normal day-to-day ag loans and things like that for producers as well.
We do. We mm-hmm. have ag real estate or any type of real estate, operating loans. We have a mortgage department, can do secondary market loans, in-house loans. We do a lot of rental properties. Commercial type loans, mm-hmm. anything that automobile loans, anything that you might need.
All right. They'll take care of you there at the First National Bank. Lauren.
Yeah, I just thought of a question about the PPP. If, in sales, and sometimes I deal with this, customers are concerned about if, you know, I really know when I fill out this application and put this in, there's going to be a hard credit check, which is going to put my credit rating down a notch. And I might not qualify for it anyway. So can you maybe put some people at rest about maybe taking that risk if that's important to them?
Yeah, no credit risk at all. It has nothing to do with the credit. Mm-hmm. And no credit reports are pulled.
That's on the PPP program. Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's on the PPP. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
So we just go from the tax return information they provide and if they're intimidated by, you can go online and fill out an application and then take it to your lender. If they're intimidated by that, bring in their income tax statement to mm-hmm. us, and we'll fill it out for them and get it sent in.
What'd be a good phone number for them to call to set up an appointment with you, Marvin?
Lahana office, 384-4433.
Okay, 4433. You can find all the other numbers, I know. You have web presence. I know there's a website out
right.
there.
Yeah, there is.
And much more. So.
Yeah, and any office, every office that we have could help them if they're in the Ordway area or Los Animas area and would rather mm-hmm. go through that office, just have them contact
right.
that office.
Do they need an appointment
them.
Or just kind of walk in and say, hey, I'm interested in this PPP?
Just walk in. Somebody will take care of them.
Yep.
There you go. Marvin Schlegel with the First National Bank. And, of course, locations, again, in Los Animas, in La Junta. I'm starting at the east end of the valley and working
my way
west. That's right. Los Animas, La Junta, Rocky Ford, Fowler, of course, up in Ordway, and then again in Monument, and now Flying Horse, which is an area, you said, that's up north of Colorado Springs or north end of Colorado Springs.
Yes, sir.
So,
mm-hmm.
all right. That was a new one on me, definitely a new one on me.
Never even heard of it.
Had never heard of that one before. more. Marvin, thanks so much. Very informative program here. Folks, if you'd like more information, you can find out more on the SBA website, Small Business Administration. And I'm pretty sure that is just sba.gov, yeah, or just a trip to Google or your favorite search engine. And you can pop on in there and just Google that SBA, Small Business Administration, and you'll probably find all the information you ever wanted to know and much more, right. I'm sure.
Well, thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's an honor
yep.
to have you, Marvin.
There you go. Marvin and I go back a little bit, and I remember when your daughter was quite the pitcher for the Rocky Ford Mountaineers,
right,
playing softball. That was back in
the
day.
Those were some fun days.
That's right. And she's living up there around us now, isn't she?
Yep.
Yeah,
she's
up there.
Has a family now.
Yes, that's right. Well, yep. Hi, Morgan. There you go. Hope she's listening out there. And hope, yeah, you know, Dad, listening to Dad on the radio right here. All right. Marvin Schlegel with us again from the First National Bank. We'll be right back to wrap things up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Don't go away. This is Growing Together. We are brought to you by the good folks at Ark Valley Seeds. And, of course, at Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back to tie a ribbon on this Tuesday in just a moment on AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR.
My grandfather used to say that once in your life, you need a doctor, a lawyer, a policeman, and a preacher. But every day, three times a day, you need a farmer. The March 15th crop deadline is quickly approaching. Now is the time to see Golden Plains Insurance. They have the knowledge and expertise to help with all additions or changes to your crop coverage. With thin profit margins, it's more important than ever to have the right crop insurance coverage. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future. Call 719-336-8292.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR. Hey, that's us. We are back, wrapping it up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Lauren, what's coming up next week? Do we have any idea what's going on next week's
program?
I got
a clue.
You always have the clue. He does. He's all set.
If it wasn't written down, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking a little bit about the pandemic, and boy, remember when that thing first hit, you went to the grocery store and the shelves were empty?
That's right.
And there wasn't anything there to buy? Well, what do we do about food security? Well, I've always stocked up on food and kept some on hand, and I think that's an important thing to do. But another thing to do is to talk to Eric Hannigan at Hannigan Farms. He's going to come talk to us next week about community-supported agriculture.
Oh, very good.
And what this program is it's you know, it's pretty popular and it's getting some legs. But what this is you you now have availability to go right to the producers and get food you need on your table every day. And Eric is going to go into a lot of detail about how that works, how you can participate in that, and have that security to know that there's some food there for you.
Very good. Yeah. Eric Hannigan with us from Hannigan Farms next week, talking about that food security, community-supported agriculture.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. So give us a blatant plug, if you will, about Arkansas Valley Seeds while we have about a minute or so left.
All right. Well,
I mean, after all, it is your show. Yes.
There is that.
Okay, yes.
Well, not only are we the kindest and most friendly people that you're likely to meet in the Rocky Ford area, which is, that's a pretty high bar.
Yeah, that's a blatant plug if I ever heard one.
Right.
Yes,
come on by 98 South 12th Street, grab a cup of coffee, enter to win that for the Coffee Break Project.
Got that neat cooler. What kind of cooler is that?
You know, I don't know the brand. Uh-oh, I'd be lying if I told you, but that thing looks like it's Fort Knox.
It's a nice
bulletproof looks like.
All
good
right.
cooler. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on by, enter to win that, talk to us about some seeds, or just say hello.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And of course, now is the time of year you might want to think about getting ready to do, you know, I mean, we've got snow on the ground right now, but you know, springtime is coming. Think about your gardens. You know, think about your gardens. Think about your lawn, your turf, and that type of thing. And I know Lauren and company there at Arkansas Valley Seeds can get you taken care with that. You definitely can. So get on down there. Arkansas Valley Seeds, located where?
98 South 12th Street. Or give us a call, 719-254-7469.
And your website, if people want to go back and check the podcast of our past programs.
That's avseeds.com.
AVseeds.com.
Right.
Very good. And Marvin, thanks. It's good to see you. Oh, haven't seen you for a little while.
It has been a while. Thank you.
It has been a while. Yeah. Marvin Schlegel from the First National Bank. And if you are interested in that PPP program, contact any branch of the First National Bank, or you can jump on that SBA website and find out more. That'll do it. Arkansas Valley Seeds has been our sponsor of Growing Together, along with Golden Plains Insurance. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Noonday reports are coming up next on KBLJ and KLMR.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Junta.
I'm Alex Perez. The first two FEMA-run vaccination sites open today, one at Cal State Los Angeles and the other in Oakland. ABC's Alex Stone is at the site in East LA. In front